Now you want to open with a prayer. Open the word with a prayer. Father, we are so very thankful that we have this time to fellowship together. We have this place that we might come to meet, to break the bread of life. And Father, we know that your presence is here. For the Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my nature, I am in your midst. And we do pray for the unction, the anointing of God today, that my thoughts will be your thoughts. My emotions will be your emotions, and that the words I speak will be living words. I pray for the ears of the hearers, for the scripture admonishes us to be careful how you hear. I would anoint the ears of every individual here, mine included, to hear the voice of God concerning your thoughts and your intentions toward us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, well, I'm going to, as you probably know, it's no surprise, talk to you this morning about the tabernacle. The goal of God is that man start at a particular place
and
at the end of the day, not only the end of the time wise day, because God has given humanity 7,000 years. And we are now someplace between 6 and 7. I personally believe that we are coming into the end of the sixth day. And we are entering into the seventh day. And as it is your custom here, evening and morning always make one day. It does not start with a morning, it starts with an evening. And so we are coming into the final stages of humanity. And if we needed any proof of that, all you have to do is read your newspaper. Or turn on your TV or your radio and listen to the news of the rising of darkness and the position of preeminence that it is taking over humanity on a global basis. Now, we in our environment do not necessarily sense the imminence of it. And it kind of puts us into a position of false security, of a false sense of well-being. But I am here to tell you that things can change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. All of these events that are happening in Israel, Egypt, Tanzania, Libya, all of these things that are happening, not just things that are instigated by man, but the other events that happen, like the events that are now happening in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria. All of this is around you. And God is holding back, because I believe that there is a word that God is bringing to you as a people that has the power, that has the strength to strengthen you for the tribulation that is coming to you as a people. Hallelujah. There may be certain aspects that you have to deal with, water, electricity. But in a great sense, that is tribulation, but it's not great tribulation. Your attitude and the way that you respond to it and how you view it will determine what you will do in circumstances of greater proportion. And there, God intends man not only to be saved. He doesn't just intend man to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood has an ability to translate you from one realm of darkness into a realm of light. Now, we have identified the darkness many times, but I'm going to do it one more time. The Bible calls darkness several different names. One of the words that he used is world. Hallelujah. You'll find that word many times in the scriptures, especially in John chapter 17, when it talks about the sons of God and the world that is around them. Maybe we should kind of look at that verse. John chapter 17, in verse 14, hallelujah, John chapter 17, John chapter 17, verse, what did I say, 14? 17. 17? No, 14. John chapter 17, verse 14.
Oh, now it's 17, verse 14.
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, well then you said...
No, it's John chapter 17, verse 14. That's what I said, I believe. So, and it says, I have given them thy word. Now, you have been given a word.
Yeah.
No, translate me. You have been given a word. You can point at me and say, I,
yeah.
Yes, you have been given a word. You have been given a word. Brother Fikri, as well as his wife, teaches, have been given a word. And that word is the word called salvation. Hallelujah. That word is called salvation. And what that word has done for you is it has brought a division between you and the world. But the Bible also calls the world darkness.
Hallelujah.
And if you can just kind of expand your imagination to the places around here as being that which identifies as the world. Again, we go to John chapter 17, verse 14. It says, I have given them thy world, and the world hath hated them. What? I'm sorry?
You said, I've given them the world. It's
okay, given them thy word. Thank you. And the world hath hated them. Now, who is the them?
Oh,
what did he say?
He's saying apostles.
Huh?
The apostles, the disciples.
Yes. Yes, but you have got a word. Yes. Jesus was not only talking to his disciples, but he was using the situation with his disciples. He was using the situation with his disciples to illustrate a point. Now, the Bible is written for our edification. The Bible is written for the producing of life in our situation. So all of the stories in the Bible, from the Old Testament into the New Testament, all the things that happened in the Old Testament with the Old Testament people were stories that illustrate the aspect of Christianity as you and I are supposed to live it. Hallelujah. So when you read the story of Samson, you're not just reading the story of a man that lived 6,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago, but you're reading a story of a man who had the unction and the anointing of God upon him. To work against the darkness that was imprisoning and bringing the children of Israel into a place of oppression and captivity. Hallelujah. So Samson becomes a type and a shadow of what the New Testament calls the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these things are written for our admonition. That's what the scripture says. So when we receive the word of salvation, the Bible calls it being born Again.
ያገኘነውን መዳን መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ስንቀበል ምን ይላል? ዳግም የተወለዱ ተብለን
ተጠራን። Hallelujah. That means that what you are now here is something totally different than what you were out here.
እዚ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ውስጥ በገባንበት ተንታለች በዚ በማደሪያው ድንኳን እንደምናየው በዓለም ያሉ ነገሮችን በሙሉ በክርስቶስ ደም አሸንፈን በቃሉ አሸንፈን ነው ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነገር የመጣነው።
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So out here you are the son of Ethiopia.
እዚ በዓለም ውስጥ የነበረን ጊዜ ወይም ደግሞ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ከመዳናችን በፊት የነበረነውን ማንነት ብንጠራ
which is just one of the many many membered sons of darkness
is it ምን ማለት ነው እንግዲህ ከመዳናችን በፊት በአለም ያለን በጨለማው የነበረን ጣላት በብዙ አጥጫ እየገዛን የነበረ ልጆች
you could be the son of let's put Europe for all of Europe
ሌላም ስመስጠት ይቻላል ለምሳሌ አውሮፓውያን ልጆች
you could be the son of America
ወይም ደግሞ አሜሪካውያን
or the Americas
አሜሪካውያን ተብለን እንጠራን ይችላል ይሆናል
all of that is darkness
ይሄ ሁሉ እንግዲህ በጨለማ ውስጥ ያለ
hallelujah David said that his mother he said I was conceived in iniquity yeah. and born in sin.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You might see if you can find it. I want to make sure I have that right.
Psalm
51. Please.
Psalm 51.
Huh? Psalms 51. So let us see if she can find that. But I can take you to Romans. I can take you to Romans, the fifth chapter. And give you the New Testament version of what it was that David was saying. Hallelujah. And in verse 12 of chapter 5, it says, therefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. Hallelujah. So we now have a word that is synonymous with world. Huh? You know what I mean by synonymous?
ተመስከቱ እንግዲህ በአንድ ሰው ምክንያት ኃጢአት ወደ ዓለም ገባ
and that word is sin
ኃጢአትን
ሃሌሉያ
በምን ተመሰለ በዓለምም በኃጢአት
praise god hallelujah so it says by one man sin entered into the world and now we have death
ስለዚህ ምክንያት ኃጢአት በአንድ ሰው ወደ ዓለም ገባ
ሃሌሉያ
ሃሌ በኃጢአትም ሞት
ሃሌሉያ so these are the attributes of our nature
እንደዚህ እንግዲህ የኛ የምድራዊነት ባዳማው የተወረሱ ባህሪዎች ሆኑ ማለት
whether you are Ethiopian European or you come from the Americas or other places you were born I was born in sin and in death
ስለዚህ ባህሪያት ከሆነ
Hallelujah.
ምንም መጠሪያ ቢኖረው በቃ
Hallelujah.
ተላውስ ነበር ማለት.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I am emphasizing this because I want you to meditate on it.
ይሄንን በደንብ አሰላስሉት.
Because only and all of this is in opposition to everything that is in here.
እዚህ እንግዲህ በአለም የምናያቸው ነገሮች በሙሉ በእግዚአብሔር ልጅነት ውስጥ ላገኘነው ነገር በሙሉ
ሃሌሉያ
ጠላት እንዲሆን የሚያደርጉ ነገሮች ነበሩ ማለት
John chapter 3
ዮሐንስ ወንጌል 3
John chapter 3 says unless a man is born again
እንግዲህ ስለደምነቶ ያውቃል
unless a man is born again he cannot see the kingdom of god
ነው ዳግም ተወለደበከ ወደዚህ ሊገባ ወይም ዳይ ማይችል ለተባለው እንግዲህ ነው ማለት ነው ከዚህ ተጨለ
ሃሌሉያ
ማምለክ መውጣት ደም
ከመግባት you and i We're not responsible for the condition in which we were born. So in that aspect, now God has an obligation to humanity. And that opportunity has a platform on which it works in the ability for man to choose. Hallelujah. It is a matter of free will choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The invitation to humanity is come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Hallelujah. He says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Now, free will choice is the only thing that God allows you and me to have as we enter into this realm of God. Hallelujah. It's the only thing that you're allowed to keep. Hallelujah. Because it was the potential of your position of creation in Adam that gave you the potential to be God-like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the principle that governs this salvation experience is the principle of what the Bible calls life.
Hallelujah.
It is the principle of life. And the principle of life is found in Romans, the 8th chapter. It's found in Romans, the 8th chapter, and it is the 8th verse. The first verse. So it is Romans 8:1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if this is life, then all of this has to be death.
ስለዚህ እንግዲህ ህይወት እዚህ ውስጥ ነው ማለት ነው።
ሃሌሉያ።
አለመሰራ ከዚህ ውጭ ሆኖ ነገር በሙሉ ሞት ነው።
Anything that pertains to the external environment of the tabernacle
ከዚህ ከማደሪያው ድንኳን ውጪ እስራኤል ይኖሩት የነበረው ነገር በሙሉ እንግዲህ ከእግዚአብሔር የራቀ ነበር ህይወት የሌለበት።
Is the world or the kingdom of sin and death?
ዓለም በዓለም ውስጥ ያለው ደግሞ የኃጢአትና የኃጢአት ስራት ብቻ ነበር።
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you could make an equation out of this, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You could make an equation out of this. If you say world plus sin divided by death equals nothing. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. This is you could say hell, okay? But hell is nothing in comparison. Hallelujah. Paul, I think, was the one who said that this, in comparison with this, was as dung. Hallelujah. So the principle of life, as it is found in Romans chapter 8, and Romans 8 is the number of new beginnings, and we're starting at verse 1. If there is thou, there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now the word condemnation can be added to our definition of out here. And condemnation is judgment. Praise God. The word condemnation means judgment. Hallelujah. And if I'm not mistaken, it's been a long time since I looked it up. That word condemnation or judgment means judgment with a penalty that is subscribed to it. Hallelujah. And I believe the Greek word is katakrino, which means a judge that passes a verdict with punishment. Hallelujah. So here I am. It says, there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you know, you could just write right there in your Bibles, a matter of choice. I said that the only thing that you are allowed to keep when you come into relationship with God is your right to choose. I don't know how it is written in your book there, your Amharic. But in the English, it's very definitive that I have the right to choose to follow the Spirit, or I can choose to follow the flesh. Now, I am no longer a heathen who is separated from the love of God. But I am born again. And yet I have the right to choose. Hallelujah. So what do I have the right to choose? I have the right to be influenced, I have the right to be influenced by the Spirit of God. That is like a guideline to me. To lead me in what the Bible calls the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. Look at it as the hand of God. You are out here. You're in darkness, you're in sin. Some person came to you to begin to testify to you of the love of God. And the unction and the anointing that was upon them was as if the hand of God was reaching out through them to you to touch your heart. Hallelujah. And as you begin to acquiescence, as you begin to give over to the Spirit of God, like a drowning man who is thrown a life preserver, you grab a hold of the hand of God. Now, you're out here. Hallelujah. But God is now pulling you, hallelujah, by the power and the unction of His desire for you here. Hallelujah. He's pulling you, and sometimes out here you are resisting. Pull back. You are resisting, but the hand of God is pulling. And like a tug of war, have you ever got on two ends of a rope? Hallelujah. Like a tug of war, God finally gives you the yank that pulls you out of the realm of darkness into the realm of light. Hallelujah. Does He let go of you? No. No. He says, I have you in the hollow.
Amen.
The hollow of my hand. It's no longer this type of thing. I got saved almost in spite of myself. It's not that I wanted to be saved, but I had the capacity to be saved. And God, utilizing that capacity, would not let go of me until He pulled me in. Hallelujah. And I accepted the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I became born again. Now, my relationship has changed. Because you see, God has now fulfilled His responsibility to me. Hallelujah. I was a sinner, not by choice, not by circumstances, but because of a man who sinned, who was somewhere way thousands of years ago back in my heritage. Hallelujah. So God had a responsibility to save me. And so now He has saved me. He has fulfilled His obligation. I am now no longer in contact with the world. I am now in contact with the living
God.
By virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ, there is an open line of communication between me and God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? You know, I understand that during the Cold War, the President of the United States had a red phone sitting on his desk.
ጠረጴዛው ላይ የአሜሪካው መንግስት አንድ በስልኩ ይደዋወጥበት የነበረ
And that phone was connected directly to the Kremlin and the authority that was over the Soviet Union.
በሶቪየት ዩኒየን ያለ በሚባለው በራሽያ
So that any time day or night he could pick up that phone and talk to the other head of state or vice versa. Well, we're all hooked up by that red line that is called blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the beginning, when God created man, this is God the Father, this is God the Holy Spirit, this is God the Son. It's supposed to be the other way around. It's God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And man was created in a manner, a fashion, where he was in contact with God. Man is spirit. Man is soul. And man is body. Hallelujah. And there was a constant communication between heaven. Did you hear it? There was a constant communication between heaven. Hello. And earth. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a constant communication between God and man. God in his triuneness, man in his triuneness. Hallelujah. And the intent of God was that man would come into a relationship with a living God. So that oneness of God would be superimposed over man. That you could not tell the difference between God and man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was a man. And that man answered Philip when Philip came to him and said, Master, show us God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did the man say? This was prior to his death, his burial, his resurrection. Hallelujah. He was a man, Jesus, walking with a living God. Hallelujah. He said to Philip, Philip, have I been so long with you that you do not know when you see me? You see God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Jesus was praying for his disciples back in John chapter 17, hallelujah, he said a little prayer concerning them and us. Hallelujah. I want to go to verse 20 of John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Verse 20. That's Sabbath.
Yeah,
Atrasavat. Atrasavat. All right. Atrasavat. And verse 20.
Kotarhaya.
Kotarhaya. All right. Kotarhaya. Says, Neither pray I, Jesus, the man, for these alone, but for them also which believe on me through their word. Hallelujah. And what did he pray? He said, that thou, Father, may be that they, the disciples, and they that believe, may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they also may be one, that they, who are the they? Is not the they his disciples? And them that believe on Jesus through their word? Hallelujah. So what word do we have? We have Matthew's word. We have Luke's word. We have Mark's word. We have John's word. We have Paul's word. We have Peter's word. We have James' word. Hallelujah. We have the lives of all the people in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. The Acts of Moses.
Yeah.
Acts of Joshua. Hallelujah. The Acts of Gideon. The Acts of Esther. All of them words that pertain to the oneness of God. Hallelujah. So God wants to bring us from here to here. And this here is symbolic of union with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is our goal. This is our objective. Hallelujah. But brethren, it is not God's responsibility to make us obey. It is not God's responsibility to somehow miraculously change us to where we can be like Him. Because when I come into this arena of God and I have been born again, hallelujah, I have to stay in the hollow of God's hand as he pulls me, as he leads me. Do you hear me? At any time, he is not hanging on to me. You understand? Hallelujah. Just make your fist like a fist. Like a fist. Yeah, like a fist. Right there. No, like a fist. Make it like a fist. Just like that. Just put it right there.
Okay.
No, you're not holding. I just want you, like you're holding something. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I have to hold on to him. Hallelujah. I have to hold on to him because God is always pulling me. God is always leading me on. I have to make the decision to go with God. Hallelujah. I am born again. I can see the kingdom of God, but I'm not yet in the kingdom of God. I have the blood upon my soul, which is now a living soul. soul. Hallelujah. But that living soul, hallelujah, has not yet participated with God to be in God. So, and not only that, hallelujah, but when man sinned, hallelujah, there was a barrier between man and God, hallelujah, and man fell, hallelujah, into the realm of darkness. Not only did man fall in the realm of darkness, but man became darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my soul is in darkness because my body is participating in darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when God comes with His blood, He, by virtue of the mercy of God, we become born again. Hallelujah. But the condition of that position of being born again is that entity of life that is called Christ is encompassed and surrounded and almost encapsulated in darkness. But like I had said before, when I receive the blood, this barrier is broken. And God can now communicate with my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But He is pulling me. He's still pulling me. He's still saying, come on, you have another step to take. Hallelujah. You know, I can remember when my grandchildren were babies and they were learning how to walk. And first they learn how to pull themselves up on different pieces of furniture. And we would kind of move other pieces of furniture away. And we would stand back from them. We'd get down there on their level. And we would put our hands out like this. And we would say, come on. Come on, you can do it. You can take that step. Come on. Come on. Come on. And you remember how they would kind of look at you and kind of look and... And sometimes they would take their hand off and they would wobble around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But one day they took that one step. Hallelujah. And you know, they may have started to fall, but you were there to catch them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's the same with us, with God. Because you have to be born again to see the kingdom of God. So out here you are blind. You are blind, but in here you now see. Once I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we find ourselves, God begins to pull us or to lead us with His hand. Hallelujah. But we have to make a decision. Are we going to stay? Hallelujah. He has us like this in His hand, and He's leading us, and we are resisting. So we're going like this. We're going like this. Hallelujah. Going like this. Going like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have the right to choose. John chapter 5, chapter 3, hallelujah, says, unless you are born of the water, chapter 3, verse 5, says, unless you are born of the water and born of the Spirit, you cannot enter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I can choose to be baptized. Or I can say, no, I don't want to be baptized. Or I can say, yes, I want to be baptized, but I don't want to be baptized for the right reason. It's not a matter of just being baptized. It's a matter of being baptized for the right reason. Hallelujah. And there is a principle. There is a principle, a spiritual principle, that governs this place of baptism. Chapter 3. Verse 5. That principle is found in Romans chapter 6, verse 1.
የዚህ የሮሜ ምዕራፍ 3 ቁጥር 5 ሰው ከውሃና ከመንፈስ የሚለው መጠመቅ የሚለውን ሮሜ 6 ከ1 ጀምሮ ያለው መመሪያ መገናኘት ይችላል።
ሃሌሉያ ሃሌሉያ
ለላ ያለው መመሪያ ይሰራል።
And it says Romans chapter 6, when I say, right? 6:1. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Hallelujah. Now, brethren, Paul is not talking to you as a sinner. Paul is talking to you as a born-again Christian. Paul is not dealing with sins of the body. Hallelujah. Paul is dealing with sins of the soul. He's talking about the connection that our soul has with the world out here. That means the way that I think. It is my emotions and the way that I respond to situations. It means my desires and what it is that I want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All of these things are pertinent to what Paul is addressing to you and I as holy place Christians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the outer court. The outer court operation. The outer court operation is to cut off the avenues of darkness to our soul.
በውጫዩ አደባባይ ላይ የተመሰለው ነገር ምንድነው ያለን ያለው የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ሕይወታችንን ከዘነ
ሃሌሉያ
መለየት መቁረጥ እንዳለብን ርቀን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነገር መጠጋት እንዳለብን.
And it is to open a wider channel, a channel, huh, to communicate.
የግንኙነት መስመር መዘርጋት አለብን.
With God.
ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ማለት.
Hallelujah.
ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር
የግንኙነት. Hallelujah.
መዘርጋት.
Hallelujah. But I have to choose.
ለዚህ ደግሞ እኔ መምረጥ አለብኝ.
Hallelujah. I have to choose.
መምረጥ.
Out of court, I have to choose. World, not out here now. World that is in here.
በዓለም ያለውን ነገር ወይም ደግሞ እግዚአብሔርን ነገር መምረጥ የኔ ድርሻ ነው ማለት ነው. ያ ማለምን
world
በነፍሳችን.
That is in here.
ዓለምን አንዳንድ ጊዜ ውጪ ብቻ እናደርገው በነፍሳችን ውስጥ ሊገኝ ይችላል. ዓለምና የምኞት
world
ፈጽም ከሆነ በነፍሳችን
world
እኛ ውስጥ ናት.
That my body
በስጋችን ሊሆን ይችላል ዓለም በነፍሳችን ሊሆን ይችላል.
Fellowships
ህብረት ካደረግን
well
ባበረን ከዓለማዊ ነገር ጋር
hallelujah
ያ ነገር ከተነካካ
hallelujah
ሩቅ አይደለችም እኛ ውስጥ ናት.
Unfortunately most of us as Christians find ourselves still out here
ብዙዎቻችን
in the outer court
ስንና ህይወታችን ያለነው በዛ አካባቢ ነውና ወደ ጠለቅ ወዳለው መንፈሳዊ ምስጢር ማደግ መግባት አለ.
Dealing with the darkness that is in our soul as well as in our body
ዙሪያላይ የእግዚአብሔር ነገር እንዳይበራ በስጋችን.
Hallelujah. But God is calling us to a higher position of living. And you and I have the choice to make as to whether or not we want to participate with God in
it.
God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, which one was that now? Okay. Psalms.
መዝሙር 51 ቅድም የተባለው
ነው. 51
ለነገራችን ያለው.
Verse 5.
መዝሙር 51 ቁጥር 5. እነሆ በአመጣ ተቀመጥ እንደም ባድረስ ወለደች ነው.
Psalms 51 verse 5.
እግዚአብሔር በሰማነ እውነት ይሁን.
አሜን.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
እንደናለውላል God bless you. እግዚአብሔር አምላካችን በክርስትና ህይወታችን ከፈጣለው ምስጢር ከፈጣለው ሐሳብ ሊናይ ይችላል. ለዚህ በዚህ ማደግ ተበቀበልናልና በዚህ ጋር መሞላ ያስፈልጋል. Would you pray for us?
አሜን.
Yeah.